With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The FBI is reportedly ready to help Texas track down Democrat state lawmakers who left the state to prevent state Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts.
That's according to Republican Senator John Cornyn. He says, quote, Director Kash Patel has approved my request for the FBI to assist state and local law enforcement in locating runaway Texas House Democrats. His statement continued, quote, we cannot allow these rogue legislators to avoid their constitutional responsibilities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to arrest any Democrats that participate in the effort.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds that more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas legislature have participated in the effort. It has denied Republicans a quorum necessary to vote on the redistricting plan, money for Texas flood victims, and other important state matters. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker faced a similar revolt in 2011 when 14 Democrat legislators fled the state in protest.
We had almost identical circumstances. 14 Senate Democrats left the state. Ironically, where'd they go? Illinois. They went over the state line to Illinois, in our case, not as far away as Texas is, but that's where many of them are now, in Illinois. And they went there to block a quorum.
Walker interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A half dozen soldiers at Fort Stewart Army Base in Georgia being hailed as heroes for tackling an armed assailant accused of shooting five people. During a press briefing, 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John Lubas says the quick action of surrounding soldiers made all the difference.
I would also like to thank the brave soldiers who immediately intervened and subdued the shooter. These soldiers, without a doubt, prevented further casualties.
That audio courtesy of WJCL. The shooter, Sergeant Cornelius Radford, is in custody. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, when Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been inaugurated as Poland's new president, casting doubt on the viability of the liberal government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Nawrocki is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda, and his supporters say he is the embodiment of the traditional patriotic values they grew up with. Kristi Noem, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, has praised Nawrocki. This is SRN News. Federal officials are using a catchy name for another planned immigration detention center in Indiana.
Trump administration officials are lauding a plan to add 1,000 beds for immigration detainees to fill an Indiana prison already in use. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posts that if you are in America illegally, you could find yourself in Indiana's Speedway Slammer.
I don't know who came up with the name.
At the White House, reporters asked Border Czar Tom Homan about the new moniker.
But I'll say this, again, 1,000 beds come in very handy, and I'm glad the states are stepping up.
Leaders of Speedway Indianapolis, home to the iconic racetrack, about an hour away from the Bunker Hill prison, say they weren't consulted. I'm Jennifer King.
Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty against 28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond of Tiptonville, Tennessee. He's charged with killing the parents, grandmother, and uncle of an infant that was found abandoned on July 29th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.